If you got your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 23 is where we're going to be in the reading of God's Word this morning. I hope I can bring you a message that God has laid upon my heart and give to you. When you find your place, let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Oh, He's so good this morning. Luke 23. Luke 23. And the 33rd verse is where we're going to be this morning. Something has been laying on my heart heavy this week. I want you to think about these words. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. One of the malefactors on one side and one on the other side. But when they came to Calvary, they crucified him. That man in the middle. The one I'm talking about is Jesus. Amen. When he came to this place, the Bible says there they crucified him. The malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiments and cast lots there that day. They cast lots before our Savior there that day. Let us pray. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I can't do anything, Lord, unless you give us the leadership this morning. We've heard the testimonies of your people. You said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And Lord, they've said so this morning. Lord, we're crying unto you, Lord, asking that you would, Lord, feed us from the table of heaven today, Lord, and give us what we need from your word. Lord, as we take just a few moments to walk down this road, Lord, that path that you trod, Lord, that you paid a great price, Lord, for our sin. Help us, Lord, today to portray your word in a way that folks can understand. We'll love you and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. You can be seated. Here we see in this chapter the worst pain of Jesus' life. The worst pain that he could go through in the physical body here as he is walking on the earth. The worst circumstances that he could ever go through, he's right in the middle of it right now. I want to preach on a title today, if it be the Lord's will, there was a price. There was a price. When I got to studying this, I couldn't hardly study it. I thought I'd have to run out and scream in the neighbor's window for a minute and tell them how good God is and what a price that he'd paid for them. And it just fired me up thinking about this price that our Lord paid. In verse 39, the Bible says, and one of the malefactors which were hanged, railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answered, rebuking him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? Amen. Listen, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deed. We deserve it this morning. Listen, but this man hath done nothing. He ain't done a thing, is what the Bible says here, amiss, which means wrong. He ain't done nothing wrong. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And I like what Jesus said. I'll think about it. I'll consider it. I'll maybe look at your life and see what you've done. Maybe I'll think about it. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. I'm glad that the Lord loves us unconditionally. You got to know a few things this morning about this price that was paid. I want to bring to you and help you understand. There in verse 33, when the Bible says that the malefactors there, they hanged and they railed on him, one of them did. That means he complained bitterly before the Lord that day. Could you imagine hanging on a cross, nailed to a cross? You're dying. and you're at the last point of your life, and the last thing that you can do in life is look over at a man that everybody said is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you look at him and complain bitterly, I would want to be like the other man that looked to him and said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Amen. But you got people who will curse God at the last breath that leaves their body. They'll not believe that hell's real until they're right in the middle of it. I'm telling you this morning, you may be here. You may have great wealth. You may be healthy this morning. You might have your youth before you. You may have lived a long life and you've not accepted Jesus Christ. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now upon the authority of God's Word. There's going to come a time when you're going to stand before a holy God. And you're going to look Him eyeball to eyeball. And when you beg for Him to look through the book and see if your name's written there, He'll look right at you and say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, I never knew you. It won't matter who you are on that day. All that's going to matter is when God looks over the people and He starts seeing blood. He starts seeing His Son's blood. He'll say, that one's ours, that one's ours, that one, that one. That one's not, that one's not. I don't know none of these over here or that and back there or that. But I know all of these because they're covered by my Son's blood. He's looking for the blood this morning. They have been a great price paid for us. Amen. When we see this in verse 33, how He railed up on him, I'm reminded that when Jesus walked up Calvary's Hill, this place that's called the Skull, the place that's called Golgotha, I'm talking about the place called Calvary, where our Savior went and paid the ultimate price for you and I. There was a debt that was owed, and He went and paid a debt He didn't owe. He owed my debt, and He went and paid that for me. He paid a debt He didn't owe, and I'm glad I got it, amen. I'm glad I got my debt, and it's sealed for all eternity. It's paid in full this morning. But the devil will tell me how it's not. He'll tell me how good for nothing I am. And you may ask this morning, why? Why did He do such a thing? He walked that road of Valle d'Aosta. And the Bible calls it, you can look into history, and it's called the Road of Sorrow. He walked that Valdosta Road. He walked that road, that Romans Road. He walked that just for you so you can be forgiven, friend. He walked up that old road carrying that old rugged cross. Why? Because He had this very day upon His mind. He had you upon His mind. They've been a great price paid that you may sit in this seat this morning. They've been a great price paid that we could feel warmth this morning in this church house. We're not sitting out in the open air. We're not sitting out in the rain. But He's blessed us with all these conveniences. They've been a price paid, amen, for you and I to be comfortable in the house of God. But I'll tell you what's happened in the house of God. We've got comfortable on our seats and do nothing. And we don't want to do nothing for the Lord. We want to come to church and we don't want to testify. We don't want to sing. We look at the preacher and say, bless me if you can, amen, for about 45 minutes because I'm leaving out of here when it gets 12 o'clock. But I'm going to tell you this morning, I hope the Lord nails right down hard at 12 o'clock. And if you need to leave, you go on out the door. I'm going to stay here and worship God, amen. While the Spirit of God is moving, they've been a great price paid so we could be here this morning. A great price. He paid a price for your children that they could be saved. He paid the price that your grandchildren could be saved. Your husband, your wife. He paid the ultimate price. And we ought to be thankful this morning. We ought to let the devil tell him to take off the muzzle off our mouth so we'll speak for God. We ought to stand up and worship Him. We ought to clap our hands. We ought to cheerlead Him on. When we hear the truth, we ought to exhort the Spirit of God. Amen. That's what we ought to do. But you know what we've done? We walked up right to the devil like a horse and went up and said, devil, put the bridle on me and put the muzzle on and the blinders on so I can just see one way and I won't say nothing. I'll just watch what's going on. But I'll tell you what, he said for us to lift up holy hands in the sanctuary and bless his holy name. You can read all through Psalms. It talks about praising the Lord. But yet we've allowed the devil to shut our mouth and we ain't going to do nothing for him. But I'll tell you what, he's done too much for me, amen, to be quiet. quiet on the Lord. Amen. I want to lift up my voice and bless His name. Why? Because He's worthy of it. He paid the great price for you and I. Can I preach from my heart this morning? I'm going to tell you. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God, not nobody else, not Allah, not Buddha, not any of these false gods, but God, He so loved every single one of you that He gave His only begotten Son, that if every one of us would believe in Him and confess Him with our mouth, He said, I'd save you, amen, for all eternity. And the devil will tell you how good for nothing you are, and you can't be saved. But if you're breathing through your nostrils this morning, and there's blood running through your veins this morning, I'm going to tell you there's a chance for you this morning. There's been a great price paid. I'm glad that Brother Bubba's with us this morning. He's just a week-year-old little baby in Christ. He don't realize that. He's just 7 days old. 7 days old. Come on up here, Brother Bubba. I'm going to use you this morning. That be okay?
Yes, sir.
This is my new brother right here in Christ. He came last week, and we preached the gospel, and he got under the convicting power of God, and God saved his soul. And I tell you what, the devil don't like it. And I know he's had a hard week, but the Lord said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, but I'll go all the way with you, even down to the end of the world. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care who don't like you. I'm going with you, amen. And when the world casts you out, I'm going with you. When the church casts you out, I'm going with you, amen. I tell you, where the Spirit of the Lord is there, amen. Praise the Lord. He paid a great price for Brother Bubba. And we're thankful this morning that God has brought him and God has saved him and God is doing great things in their life. And He wants to do the same for you this morning. He paid the price for Brother Bubba. He paid it for you. There's only a difference, but only difference between you and him is he's made his mind up. And you've not. That's the only difference. Oh, I thought wearing a suit made people better than me. No, and wearing a suit ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I think if you got something good to wear, wear it. You know what? These suits have been given to me. I've told you this 100 times. I believe my mother bought this suit for me. I wanted to wear it this morning. I was hoping she'd get to come. I wore my mother's suit this morning. I wear it proud. She bought it for me. I'm glad to have it, amen. She bought me blue jeans and t-shirts and all that. I'd wear that too and preach in it. It ain't got nothing to do with what you got on. Now I believe you ought to come in decent. You shouldn't come in naked. I shouldn't come in naked. Boy, you ought to shout on that. It's day of time. You about got to walk through church like this. How you doing? You know, it's awful. And I ain't all about all that. I believe people that's right with God knows what to do. Amen. But He paid an ultimate price. For God sent His Son into the world not to condemn the world, brethren, but that the world through Him might be saved. How does He do that? He works through us to draw the people. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. So how's that happen? When you're down at the workplace and you start witnessing for the Lord and telling people about the Lord, all of a sudden the Lord starts working through you to draw them in. And when you can work through them and you draw them in, hey, I've been talking to Sister Ashley. I like to go to Chick-fil-A. How many love Chick-fil-A? About 3 times a week, Chick-fil-A, hallelujah. I'm down there and eating Chick-fil-A. Emily said about a couple weeks ago, she's like, man, they're not open on Sunday. I said, hallelujah. We like Chick-fil-A. Sister Ashley works down Chick-fil-A, and I talk to her, and I tell her I've been praying for it. I got a burden for them. I'm praying for Bubba, and I'm asking God to move in their life. And I'm working that way, asking God to do something. What did He do? They started visiting. We just started loving on them, and look what God's done. It ain't nothing I done. It ain't nothing you done. It's all about Him, amen. Because He paid the great price. Brother Bubba, I love you this morning. I didn't know you was going to be all about the sermon, but I wanted to use you this morning. So number one, there was a great suffering that went on with our Lord. Great suffering. And we see this. We see how that the Lord has paid these ultimate prices. Why did He do that? It was to save us from eternal damnation, is why. You and I were doomed for a devil's hell with no way out. And Christ paid the ultimate price for you and I to be saved. And that's enough to tell somebody about. Number two, He went through great persecution for you and I. You think you've been persecuted? He's been persecuted a lot more than what you have. We see this in verse 39 where He said, one malefactor which railed on Him, complained bitterly on Him. He was complaining, even Jesus dying. He's complaining bitterly of what He's going through, complaining to the Lord like the Lord could do something. He ought to have looked at Him, who He was, and He could have changed His life forever. But bitterly He rejected. Those that work with Facebook and you're on Facebook a lot and things of that nature, you've probably seen this week, and I've done mention it once, but I've seen it again this week, the young lady holding up the sign saying, we're glad we're going to hell and proud of it. Holding a sign up, having a march, we're going to hell and we're proud of it. I thought they don't know what they're doing. That's why Jesus paid that price for people like that. And there have been other things on there this week that I go on there and I get prayer requests and I pray for people and all. But during all of that, there's all this other ungodly stuff that comes in. They're showing fake abortions on the streets in front of churches and everything else, mocking Mary and mocking God, and said if they had opportunity, they'd love to abort Jesus. They're going to stand before God and give an account for stuff like that. I'm telling you this morning, they're going to give an account for it. We've all come short of the glory of God. We've all failed. We've all done things. But God help us that we don't make an open mockery of His name and what He's done for us. You ought to think about where you go, what you do, what you say, how you act, and how you treat others. You are a representative of the heavenly host. Amen. You are a representative of the heavenly kingdom. People look at you as a child of God. They're looking for a better standard. They're looking for a witness. They're looking for a way out of this old world. Amen. Through you. You could be the only church that someone ever comes to. You could be the only Bible they ever read. If they're reading you, are they seeing the price that Christ paid? Are they seeing a weak Savior? Are they seeing a compromising Savior? Are they seeing a Savior that is loving and caring? What are they seeing through you? That's what Christ would have me ask you this morning. What does the world see through you? Well, I don't care what they think. You ought to. I don't care what they say. You ought to. You're a representative. When you go to work, you're hired to do a job. You're there to represent. You got to watch what you say, what you do, how you act, when you go, when you come, how long you take a break, and all that kind of stuff. You're there to represent. There's no difference. Living for Christ is a higher standard than working for a boss here. If you're going to be on time at the job, be on time at the church. You're going to be committed to a job, be committed to the church. If you got a position at the job and a position at the church, be on time at the job and be on time at the church. Amen. I got three amens out of that. That's the truth this morning. If we love the house of God the way we love our own house, man, what a place this would be. I want to thank everybody that came out and worked yesterday here at the church. I won't mention nobody by names, but you know who you are. There were several come out. If you couldn't be here, I'm not throwing no rocks at you. People come voluntarily to work at the house of God, and I praise the Lord for that. When you can come, come. If you can't, don't feel bad about it. It's all voluntary, and we love it when people get to come and be a part of anything that's going on here at the church. But I want to tell you this morning how much I appreciate it. My brother's here today. I'm going to give him a little something this morning. He come down to the church yesterday out of the blue. I wasn't expecting him to come. He said, I just want to come by. I heard you was at the church. And he came down, and when he pulled in, he said, I was blown away when I saw how many cars was in the parking lot. Then when I came in and saw all the people that was inside the sanctuary, I couldn't believe it. I said, there's as many upstairs as they are downstairs. I said, God's at work in this place. These people love the Lord. Did you make them come? I said, I didn't make not one of them come. I just put it out there what we was doing. I said, and they showed up. That's people that love God. Now, you may have been busy, you had something to do, and that's fine. But anytime we're doing things for God, we need to put everything we got into it, amen. And there's something special about being down here at the house of the Lord. Why? Because He paid that ultimate price. The least I can do is come down and straighten up a songbook. Least I can do is take a trash out. You know, give me your trash. I'll take it out. I don't mind. Least I can do is go clean the toilet. I don't mind go clean the toilet. You think a pastor's too good for that? I'll be right back there cleaning toilets. I don't care. If I can just be in the house of the Lord doing something, it tickles me to death. I love it. These brothers was up changing all these lights yesterday, all on top of the ladders, you know. We was trying to help hold the ladders so they wouldn't fall. I was like, you know, let me hold the ladder. It'd be wonderful to hold the ladder. And we got good light this morning. Because you had some brethren that knew the price had been paid. Y'all get this in a minute, I promise you. What I'm talking about is recognizing what Christ has done. And let's get busy working for God. That we can have a church full of bubbas that come every Sunday and want to be saved. They know that Christ has paid an ultimate price. He's went through great suffering for you and I. And it's worth coming down here and doing something for the Lord. Let's make it a little easier for those that'll come in. Whatever is in the way and may hinder somebody, let's move it out of the way so they can come in and hear the preached word of God so God can speak to them. I'm telling you, Christ went through great suffering. We need to do some suffering in our own life for Him, amen, and get out of our comfort zone. Psalms 86:5, the Bible says, for the Lord art good and ready to forgive and is plenteous in mercy unto all of them that call upon thee. He's ready to forgive. He's ready to bless. He's ready to bless your life if you'll just give it to Him this morning. He's paid the ultimate price. This price has been paid. All you have to do is believe and confess and give your life to Him, and He'll save your wretched soul from a devil's hell. I'm telling you this morning, there's great forgiveness. So what did Christ really do for me? I'm going to tell you this morning, there's been a price paid for that lie you told. There's been a price paid for the things that you've thought. They've been a price paid for the things you've looked at you shouldn't have looked at. They've been a price paid for the things you've stowed. They've been a price paid for the evil deeds that you've done, the evil dealings that you've done. They've been a price paid for the cursing that you done last week. They've been a price paid for the cursing you done this week. They've been a price paid for every sin that you've committed this week, every failure you ever made in your life. They've been a price paid for it. So you could have a free choice. Well, why don't God stop these people that does all these things? All this baby raping and baby killing and raping women and killing people in churches and people dying with cancer and all these things that's going on. Why don't God do something? He did do something. He gave the greatest price that heaven had and hung Him on a tree. That's the price that He paid. So we wouldn't have to go through all of that. That's the price that's been paid. But when He stood there and He hung on that tree and He said, it is finished. Now I give you free will. I don't have to part any more seas. I don't have to raise the dead anymore. I don't have to heal the sick right before your eyes. I don't have to do great miracles before your eyes. I've paid the ultimate price. Now it's up to you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way. But now you have free choice. Can they curse his name and live? They'll live here for a little while. He gave them free choice to curse his name. He gave them free choice to make decisions they're making right now. Well, our world is in a mess right now. In a mess. It's in the worst mess I've ever seen in my lifetime. I've talked to older folks. I've talked to the ones that are here. And they'll tell you it's the worst time they've ever seen. Brother James, I want to honor him. I think he's the oldest member we got. He's 86 years old. Worst time he's ever seen at the time we're living in right now. I've not lived 86 years yet, but I want to listen to my elders. And they've told me this is the worst time we've ever lived in. You can read the Word of God when you go through this book and you start reading it. You can look through page after page after page, and it's fulfilled from page after page after page. Only thing that's not fulfilled is the coming of Christ. That's the only thing that's not fulfilled. Why? Because the price has been paid. Now you can live in your sin. You can drink, smoke, dope, shoot, push, snort all you want to. You can run around with every man's wife, every husband that's got here and there, and do every ungodly thing you want to do, and the Lord lets you do it. You may feel fine in it. You may not see any suffering come from it right now. But I promise you, upon the authority of God's Word, there's coming a payday for the price that's been paid. The bill's coming due. Are you ready to pay the ultimate price? Are you ready to stand before a holy God and say, I did it my way? Remember Elvis singing that song, I did it my way? You better not do it your way. You better do it God's way. Your way better please His way. It better line up with what He said. Now I promise you this morning, I'm guilty. I've failed God. I've made mistakes. But that's what this right here is for. He said, my little children, I write unto thee that if thou sin, have an advocate. Have a little talk with Jesus. Come on down, we'll make everything all right. He wants to make it right this morning with you. How about you? Are you wanting to hold on to that sin so much that it'll separate you from the love of God? Sinner friend, let me tell you what, your sin is going to separate you from God. Christians, listen. God loves you unconditionally, and you're saved. But we ought to be ashamed if we're dilly-dallying in the world. We ought to be ashamed. He didn't save us for that. He didn't equip us for that. He didn't call us for that. I'm going to tell you sinners here this morning that are here, and you're here. I know you're here, and God knows you're here. We love you this morning. And He has forgiving grace for you. When He talked about Him sending His only Son because He loved you unconditionally, He went on to say this, that if you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised Him from the dead, He said He'd save you. I don't have to tell you, Brother Greg, any of these other brothers don't have to tell you. If the Holy Spirit of God is wooing your heart, drawing you, you ought to come this morning. Because they've been a great price paid. A great price paid. It's great forgiveness that Christ has given for you and I. And lastly, I'll give you this. In Romans 10:13, He said, for whosoever, that took in everybody, from me, to Brother Rocky, over here to Brother Bill, all of us. It took us all in. We are the whosoevers that Christ died for. There are no big I's, no little U's. We're all standing level at the foot of the cross. And He's here for us all. And He wants to save you this morning. He wants to make a difference in your life this morning. He's give you free will, free choice. You don't have to come this morning. You can stay right where you're at, and you'll die in your sins, and hell will be your home. That's awful harsh, preacher. No, that's the truth. I'm telling you about a price that's been paid. There's no exceptions to the price. God's Son is the ultimate price. He will accept nothing else but your broken heart and your contrite spirit coming before Him and bowing your knee and saying, "Yes, Lord, I recognize the price that's been paid. I'll accept that great price." And He promised then that He'll move in and save your soul and make a new creature out of you this morning. The Lord wanted me to get real with you. It's about 10, 11 after 12. Just hang on for a minute. Do y'all realize that this is the most serious point of this whole situation? There's no other reason I've come but this moment right here. I've come that you may realize that Christ paid an ultimate price. As the pianos come, and we stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed.